A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand in the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give you, if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord. We begin our Lenten journey as truly we begin a spiritual journey with this text from the Gospel of Matthew, which you also find recorded in the Gospel according to Luke and in a shortened version, the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus's ordeal in the wilderness. A rich story. In the wilderness, Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the desert, into the wilderness. That motif helps emerge within us the contrast between Jesus's trial in the wilderness and that of the Israelites of old. They spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness, where they were put to the test before they entered the land God promised. Put to the test and often failed, grumbled, with disobedience, they fell short, fell into infidelity. But symbolically, Jesus spends 40 days by way of contrast, and in this case, we find someone who is faithful. Jesus proves himself indeed to be the faithful Son of God, that is, the Messiah, the one for whom Israel had been waiting. So there's that contrast, the awareness of all that the wilderness conjures up. For the Hebrew people of old, as Jesus begins his ministry, just having been baptized, driven into the wilderness, which tells us in our own spiritual journey that too, once we enter genuinely, intentionally into our life of faith, that there will be that so-called desert experience, that time of trial, that time when we are being put to the test as to whether indeed we will endure. Then we have in Matthew and in Luke also the so-called three temptations. I prefer to call these three, this experience of Jesus and ordeal, because although we more commonly speak about the temptations in the wilderness or in the desert, that word temptation might not do justice to the struggle at hand. Sometimes our temptations can be flimsy. They can be easily overcome, even if they annoy us. I might be tempted to break a Lenten resolution, or I might be tempted with impure thoughts, or I might be tempted by distractions during prayer. But it's not just these with which Jesus struggles, but those things that go to the very heart of our spiritual lives. Whether we want to take historically accurate that there were these three, again, what we very much discover for ourselves is that those three also symbolically can be understood in varied ways. Sometimes they are interpreted in religious life as the struggle with the three vows, poverty, chastity, and obedience. Or they have been interpreted as Jesus' struggle to live a more ascetical life to which he was not called, or a more quiet life to which he was not called, or perhaps a public life, but not one that would call forth the degree of suffering that this Messiah would undergo. We can find much in each of the temptations, whether they do indicate in some ways a struggle with the temptation to power, or the temptation to wealth, or the temptation to satisfy our human needs for comfort and pleasure. The reality is, Jesus finds himself in the wilderness discerning what it is God is asking of him. To what now is God calling him? The genuine struggle, is he called to be the Messiah? And if so, what does this mean? Jesus' struggle in the wilderness, his ordeal, his being backed up against the wall, so to speak, his combat with the evil one, shows Jesus deeply involved spiritually, attempting to discern, where is God taking me? What is God asking of me? All three of these struggles, temptations, if you will, really manifesting this one ordeal that Jesus finds himself within, are responded to by texts from the book of Deuteronomy. When Jesus says, the human person does not live by bread alone, but by that which comes forth from the mouth of God. All three of Jesus' responses come from chapters 6 to 8 of the book of Deuteronomy, which are the story of Israel's sojourn in the wilderness. And as I said, where that sojourn ended in infidelity and falling short, we find Jesus, by way of contrast, the faithful one. This ordeal, this struggle, stays with Jesus throughout his life. We find it again later in Gethsemane, if this cup could pass me by. So we become aware, as the church is, in the season of Lent, when as a community of faith or individually, we turn our attention to the fact that struggle is a part of the spiritual life. The challenge to remain faithful lies before us. Whether we will be faithful to the Lord or not is the question that is there. And just as with Jesus, it's not as if it's over just in the beginning of the spiritual life, but continues. And it is reflected later in the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray and that we so frequently pray. Do not put us to the test. Do not back us up against the wall. do not ask more of us than we can possibly bear. And, of course, God never does ask more of us than his grace might help us sustain. But we enter into Lent conscious that struggle, spiritual struggle, is a part of the journey, and that God will be with us. And the question is there, will we remain with God? The ordeal in the wilderness is indeed something we all experience in the course of our human and spiritual lives.